it was a tough match. Vincent played very, very well there. He hit a lot of 180s and a lot of big finishes. And I was, you know, my forecast was before he might miss a few finishes, and he didn't.
Just talk us through your little googly-eyed celebration there on making it 3-all. Just what's going through your head at that point?
Oh, shooting. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I wanted.
When start double eight. Come on.
I mean,
yeah, that was very unlike Phil Taylor.
It wasn't even close. No, it was rubbish. It was terrible. It was pressure. It was bottle. And it went in. I thought, yeah, I'll do. Get ready for the next set.
Is this a good thing, Phil, at this William Hill World Championship, that you've been given a bit of a warning there?
Yeah, you need a scrap. You need a fight. You need a little battle towards the semi-finals. Listen, you're going to have to have battles. I mean, Gary Anderson had a battle with Yelly Klassen. Barney's had a battle with Adrian Lewis. Michael had a battle with
Rob Thorne.
Sorry, Robert, but he did, and it was, you know, you've got to push on that.
You're not playing quite at the top level of your form, are you, at the moment, Phil?
Not at all. But I'll be all right tomorrow.
Does it concern? Because you're so experienced.
Not at all. Not one bit of my concern. No, not one bit.
Okay, let's talk about the next game. Don't know who it is yet, but either way,
it's
a belter.
Can't talk about the next game.
I'm going to go down now and see who I'm playing tomorrow.
Do you watch this then, Phil?
Yeah, of course I'm going to watch it.
Raymond van Barneveld or Stephen Bunting?
It doesn't matter. I think Barney could do a job, but Stephen Bunting could do a job. It really doesn't make any difference.
Do you have to improve your level of performance
yes,
from tonight, Phil?
Yes, I'm going to improve a lot, yeah, and I will do.
How do you do that?
Go home now, stop talking to people like you and get practicing on the dartboard.